Good morning and welcome to the first APR podcast. I'm JP Arnold, your APR chair for the Pikes Peak PRSA chapter here in Colorado Springs. And I want to say thank you to each of you for allowing me to help you to achieve your accreditation in public relations. And I am just super pumped to be here. And first and foremost, I want to say a special thank you to each of the PRSA members and PR professionals, communicators, marketers here in the Pikes Peak region that have been helping us to stay informed during a very difficult time with the COVID-19 coronavirus. So a big salute to each of you for incredible time, the hours you've worked, weekends to keep us informed. So thank you so much for that and really appreciate it. Next, so why are we doing a podcast? Well, Fred Morgan, APR, fellow PRSA, he actually had a workshop, and Catherine Crepon, she as well did the workshop for a few years. And unfortunately, I cannot do a workshop in the evening time. And so I thought, well, maybe I can put together a podcast. I have been working with the APR Prep online study as a facilitator for the past several months, and that's been a very awesome journey and to kind of see what candidates are going through and kind of helping them. And I thought, well, this is just another way to kind of help our members and those interested in becoming accredited. So I thought, hey, I can do this. I've worked in radio before. I was a college DJ at KSWH in Arkansas, as well, commercial radio station 105.9 KLAZ. And also, the Army had two radio stations, and one of them was at Fort Gordon, and I was able to work there for a little while, too. So this is something I love doing, working in radio, working in voice, and I love learning and helping others to achieve their learning objectives. So here we are. I want to say this past month, April, was the APR month, and our APRs assembled and kind of sat together over a Zoom meeting, and we talked about how we can help you achieve your APR through mentorship. There was a survey that was completed. We're going to talk about that survey in future podcasts. And so people are ready to help you. It's a very challenging and it's daunting, you know, like, what am I going to do? How am I going to study? When should I start? All these answers and that we have to help you if you have those questions. As well, we had an APR webinar, and I was able to partner with Stacy Martin. She's the APR chair for the Colorado chapter in Denver. And so that went really well. We had about 15 attendees, and so that was a great number. We were expecting maybe five. So having that many people interested and kind of helping as well for those APRs that joined, it was really a really neat thing and informative as well too. So, you know, we want to kind of do this and kind of help you. You know, there's several resources. Number one, there's the PR accreditation website that you can go to that the UAB, the Universal Accreditation Board, and PRSA helped put together. A lot of great resources. There's also the APR Prep. There are boot camps. We're not doing a workshop, and that's why we're doing this podcast. So, you know, this is a graduate level study. This is not just something you kind of roll into and kind of take like your driver's license. You know, you study for maybe a month or so and then go take the test. This is an ongoing process. There is a questionnaire. When I did it, it was about 19 pages or so. And you talk about your journey. You talk about the RPIE four-step planning process. And you also have a panel that you go before three APRs that read through your questionnaire and then have a question for you at this panel. And it's kind of like sitting down for your thesis. It's a very challenging process, and you want to make sure you have all your ducks in a row. And oh, did I mention there's a almost 4-hour exam that you have to go and take? And those questions are very tricky, very challenging. It's not, this is for sure the answer. And so we want to kind of help explain that process, the timeline, what's the best time for you to take your exam or complete your questionnaire or have your panel. And, you know, we're just here to help. And the accreditation in public relations is really the hallmark of our industry. Somebody that was on our APR Zoom meeting said, you know, when you go to college and you get this degree, we're not quite for sure about the, you know, what the requirements were by the college. But when you get your accreditation, I know exactly the type of PR professional that I'm hiring. And so, you know, it really sets you apart. It's a great endeavor. And so we are here to help shoulder and partner with you during this journey. And I look forward to doing that. And again, thank you to the PR professionals that are helping us during this COVID-19 time. And a special thanks to Fred Morgan and Catherine Crepon for helping each of us to achieve accreditation in public relations and just gain a better knowledge of our industry. And so thank you. Until next time, have a great day and take care.